Hello and welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson podcast. Remember, if you love this episode, if you could please like it and share it. Make sure that you're following or subscribing wherever you're watching this so that you can get every new episode as they come out. I love to be able to share this information. So welcome to today's session. I have brought my lovely assistant Freya along with me today because I'm going to be talking about breath and breathing and are we doing it right? Now you might think, why are you even asking that, Jen? I breathe all day, I'm alive, therefore I must be breathing well. You are breathing enough to sustain your life, but are you breathing enough to give you health? To be able to have this beautiful dance that we should be able to have between our parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous systems, and I'll explain them in a moment. So Freya has taken her skin and organs away so that we can see the skeleton. This is your ribcage, which sits here. Your lungs sit within the ribcage. Now, you've got your heart, which sits just to the left side. You've got your spleen that sits in underneath that. And then you've got your stomach that comes across. And then on your right side, you've got your liver. In behind that are your lungs. So about 60% of the lungs actually sit towards the back of the body because the other organs all sit at the front. When we breathe, for most of us, we breathe into this small space up here at the top, and we're not filling into this full basket of a rib cage. Now what happens, and I have seen this in dissection, one of my anatomy teachers does teaching by dissection. Unfortunately I've only seen it on video, but one day I will get into the room. But what happens with the lungs when they are fully inflated, they fill into this space and then they give your heart a hug, giving your heart a massage. The diaphragm, which sits from the bottom of this rib cage and balloons over to the other side of the rib cage, pushes down. So the spleen and the liver are getting a massage as well. But then all your other organs sit down here. So the stomach's there as well. So you've got stomach, you've got the small intestine, the large intestine, and then your reproductive organs. So when that diaphragm balloons down, all these lower organs get a massage as well, which this doesn't happen if we only breathe up into the top of the chest, because these ribs are not filling, the lungs are not inflated, and everything else is not happening inside. Now you'll see here with Freya, she has space between each of her ribs. In these spaces, there are small muscles, called the intercostal muscles. You don't need to know that, you just need to know that there are muscles there. And they help the rib cage, the ribs be able to separate out, don't want to break her ribs, so that things expand. Now as the ribs come round and insert into the breastbone at the front and into the spinal column at the back, as the ribs move out and move back in, they're then giving your breastbone a massage. And also your spinal column. So I mentioned at the start about the parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system. They run from the back of the skull all the way down through the spine. This is where your nervous system runs. And then those nerves all spider web out and network out all throughout your body. Now your parasympathetic nervous system is the part of your nervous system that's considered your rest and digest. It's where we heal. So if you're not able to get into that space, then when you've got stuff going on, you're like when you have an injury, when you have an illness, it's going to take a really long time to heal if you can't get into that space, which is one of the reasons that when we are not well, fatigue is really common. It forces you to lie down and do nothing, to rest. Because rest is where we heal. Rest is also where we digest. So if you have problems with gas and bloating, if you have IBS, if like me you have IBD, then you're not getting into those states of parasympathetic nervous system to allow the body to digest. Now, your parasympathetic nervous system happens when we exhale. And most of us don't exhale enough or for long enough. Now, on the other side of that coin, you've got your sympathetic nervous system. That's where some people, we refer to it quite commonly as your fight and flight, but it's also where you get your energy, your motivation, your drive to get things done. So it's not a bad place to be. You want to be able to dance between the two of them. And we stimulate the sympathetic nervous system when we inhale. So when we inhale, stimulating that energy, we're bringing life force into our body, stimulating that sympathetic nervous system. When we exhale, everything deflates, everything comes down. We stimulate that parasympathetic nervous system, we go into a space of rest. So throughout the day, we want to dance between these two in a beautiful way. Now, if you are somebody who breathes just into this top part of the chest, which is where, when we talk and breathe, that's generally where the breath is sitting, in this top part, because we can't take those big, long, steady breaths. It's when we go into the silent times, when we're in listening mode, that's when we should be able to take those longer exhales to be able to let the breath settle. And it's interesting that very often when we're in conversation, we're not truly listening to the other person because we're too busy waiting for our turn to say the next thing. Which means that if you've got those thoughts running in your head of, oh, I want to say this, no, I want to say that, then everything up here, it gets tight because you're in suspension, you're waiting, you're in that sympathetic nervous system, you're in that fight flight, waiting to go, you're not breathing properly. So it means you're also not listening. So when you start to listen, everything settles back. You can let the information come in. You know, we've got two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen more, talk less. But it gives us that opportunity to be able to start to get the full expanse and full use of our lungs. Now, if you're somebody who experiences a lot of anxiety, chances are there's a lot of shallow breathing into the top of the chest. The most simple thing that we can do for somebody who is in that really pent up energy is not to tell them to calm down, because that's going to be the first thing that's going to excite them even more. Exhale. Can we exhale? Can we just take a breath out? Just as slowly as you can, and then take your breath in. So I want you, wherever you're listening to this just now, unless of course you're driving, then please keep your hands on the wheel. Don't do this. Do this when you're in a space where you're not driving or operating heavy machinery. If you're sitting at the traffic lights, that's different. You can do this at sitting at a red traffic light. Bring your hands onto your lower ribs. And just as you're breathing normally, notice how much movement do you have around here. So while I'm talking, there is very little to no movement happening down in these lower ribs because I'm speaking and the breath is short and shallow up here. So I'm going to be a bit more intentional and stop talking for a moment and just take a normal breath in. And can you feel the rib cage down here? Now, if you can't, don't panic, don't worry. Make sure you fully exhale out. Sometimes an audible exhale, a sigh. Some people prefer to breathe out through their nose, some people prefer to breathe out through your mouth. I want you to do what feels right for you. But take a full exhale and then see if that allows you to do a proper inhale. Fully taking that breath in. Fully taking that breath out. So if Freya had lungs in here, we would be able to see the ribcage expand out. Just a lift, you're just moving out into your skin. And then as you're breathing out, sinking back in. So if you're feeling anxious or stressed about something, just bring your hands to your lower ribs. Can you get that breath down into this lower part of the ribs? Now, something else that's really useful to do, and this is much easier to do when you're lying down. It's more easy to do when you're lying down than when you're sitting up or standing up, only because when you're standing up or when you're sitting up, if you've ever done any Pilates sessions with me, you'll know that we talk about core engagement. So when these core muscles are drawn in, it's hard to lay, or when you're standing up and you're using your core muscles for your posture, it's harder to let these muscles in your lower abdomen go, because then what kind of happens is bum sticks out, ribs drop down. So when we're holding ourselves up, we have muscle engagement here. So when you're lying down, if you bring your hands down into your lower abdomen area, so just above the pubic bone, and give that little tap, and then as you're taking a breath in, can you think about sending the energy of the breath down into this lower abdomen region, letting the muscles relax, letting them go. Now as women, we very much walk about pulling our tummy muscles in, because society tells us that we should have a flat stomach, for those of you from the 90s, our low-rise jeans, what hell were they? And your belly was hanging over the top and you were desperately trying to tuck it in, suck it in. Got to be thin, got to be pulled in. Problem is, when we hold tension down here, we're also holding a lot of emotions in here. Like if somebody makes you angry, notice where you feel that in your body. For a lot of us women, we feel it down here in this lower abdomen area. But ooh, everything clenches, everything gets tight, and we hold things in down here. So being able to relax and let that go, and it's, as I say, I don't find it easy to do standing up or sitting up, lying down on my back with my knees bent, so my lower back is supported and rested. And then I can let those lower tummy muscles go. And then that can sometimes allow you to take an even fuller breath. Now, one of the things that we do in Pilates when we are standing up to allow us to get a fuller breath is to think about breathing into the back of the body, so that the rib cage even more moves out to the side rather than the belly being able to rise and fall. That in itself can take a little bit of practice and can take a bit of abdominal strength, but also these intercostal muscle strength as well. That's something that we would work up to being able to do. So if you are feeling gassy, bloaty after food, have a lie down if you can, or staying seated and just try and take some full breaths. That diaphragm pushing down is going to help massage the organs, get the digestion going, get things moving. Digestion is a whole other topic that I will do on another day. But that movement of the ribcage in and out, if we're feeling anxiety in our body, if we're feeling tension, feeling stressed, feeling worried, can we just pause with the breath? Make sure that you exhale first, and then nice full breath in. Allow that ribcage to expand out, and then soften and drop in. So if you would like a few different breathing techniques and some breathing exercises to do, my free 5-day body and mind reset, one of the days there we do breath work, connecting to your breath. There's a few different exercises that you can do there depending on what it is that you need. If you need to stimulate your energy, if you need to calm your energy down. If you are somebody who's prone to panic attacks, then there is a good chance that you have a low tolerance to carbon dioxide, and building that tolerance to carbon dioxide is really beneficial. We do that through breath holds, and that's in the 5-day body mind reset. So if you would like that, it's in the description, the link to it, but it's iamjenwilson.com/free5day, and it's the number 5, not the word 5. And if you can't find it, drop me a message and I will give it to you, but I have put it into the description of the video. So if you have got any questions, please do reach out to me. If anybody that you know will get a benefit from this, please do make sure that you share, and otherwise I will see you next time.